scream a little inside every time you have to think about money? Well, we're here to change that. Welcome to South Sound Money Talks. We're here to tackle confusing topics, answer your questions, and fix all those what the financial moments. This podcast is made possible by Tabco Credit Union, Pierce County's original member-owned credit union. I'm your host, Amanda. Hello, South Sound. We're just going to dive right in. So it's no secret that money can cause some major issues among even the best couples. So today we're talking to Patty Swanson, a licensed marriage and family therapist here in Tacoma. She's going to talk to us about some of the biggest issues couples face when it comes to managing their finances. And she'll leave us with some practical tips for how to best handle them and maybe even possibly avoid them. Welcome, Patty.
Oh, hi. Thanks so much for asking me to be here.
I'm really glad. Thank you for joining us. I'm so excited you're here. Now, as I mentioned, money can be a big stressor. And I know my husband and I have had our fair share of arguments about it. And I'm the kind of person who watches every single transaction, and he's more of the free spirit. So, like, he'll go to the grocery store without a list, and I will never leave the house without one, and I will stick to every single item on that list. So I'm hoping I might even get some advice from you today. But first, before we dive in, I do want to learn a little bit more about you. There are a lot of letters after your name. Can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Sure. So it's those letters stand for licensed marriage and family therapist, licensed mental health counselor, and national certified counselor. But when you hear more of what I have to say, you'll realize I'm just a regular human that's got a little education and lots of life experience. And so I started school when my kids were just starting school. I went back then, I should say.
Oh, wow.
And that was back in 1990. And then I decided to focus on child therapy and then marriage and family therapy. And that's been since 2000. And I own a private practice in Tacoma and specialize in critical incident stress management and emotionally focused couples therapy and supervision for therapists that want to become licensed in their profession and for most other kinds of individual needs. So what's kind of funny, though, is that before I decided to go back to school, I was really focusing on becoming a financial coach.
Oh,
and I was
really
studying and going to seminars and, you know, just like working on our budget over and over.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's so fun about being asked to do this, because I get to talk about two things I really love to do.
So I imagine when couples are facing some really big issues, it's best to have an outside party that's not taking sides, that can offer some perspective. What are some other big reasons that people would turn to a professional like you?
Well, you know, they usually come in saying, you know, we have communication issues. And then it's not long before I realize that there's a lot else that's troubling them, but they haven't figured out how to talk to each other about it. And they come to an impasse. For instance, maybe one is more of a spender, one's more of a saver, and that just doesn't set right with either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
More so the one who's the saver struggles a lot with how much spending is going on. The one who's spending and the one who's saving, they're both thinking, you know, this is good for our marriage. The spender, for example, is saying these are experiences that we need to do. And probably that coming together with somebody who is a saver and might not have gone out and had all that fun, you know, is a good blend. And yet there's that nice buffer of the saver who is, you know, kind of helping the spenders to stop and think about it for a moment.
Mm.
So,
yeah, well, I already mentioned that I'm more of a saver in my relationship. So, yeah, we definitely have had those. I would have called them communication issues as well. But now I know maybe it goes a little bit deeper than that. So that's really cool to know that about myself. So I've heard that there are two major issues that is hard for couples to tackle. And I want to address both of them. But first, just let me say which ones they are, and then we'll get into the questions.
Okay.
So one is when your partner makes significantly more or less than you, and how do they choose the same priorities and spending philosophies as the other partner? And two, is it a good idea for couples to have separate bank accounts?
Okay. Well, I do run into that. Now, my own husband and I, we've been together 42 years married.
Congratulations.
And, you know, back then, I don't think people did separate bank accounts, really. We just did it the old-fashioned way and kept everything mutual. But there was a time when I was a stay-home mom and, you know, it was sort of like, okay, who has control of the money here?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, we grappled with that and we worked it through pretty well right off the bat. So, you know, he respected that I was contributing in a different way by, you know, helping with the kids and everything.
Yeah,
and
that's so really beautiful you say that because I see that because it's like you're contributing, but
right.
It's not always monetarily. Like
mm-hmm.
You're there with the household, you're there with your children, you're
mm-hmm.
out in your community more, you know, so you're contributing
right.
a great deal. It's just not as much with the money, but there can be that
friction.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. With the
uh-huh.
Because you could see like one partner being like, "Oh no, this is all of my money because I'm the one that's out there making the money, so we have to spend it the way I say it." So, what do you say to couples who are facing that issue?
Well, I try to help them look at, in fact, let's take a look at hours that you're each putting into commuting and working. Or if one is staying home or working part-time, but then staying home the rest of the time with the kids, let's count that too. And what's funny about that is often that one, the numbers will come up higher for how many hours are invested.
Hmm.
But the ideal would be, you know, if they can see where, you know, when they're both at home with the kids, that they both take just as much time. But I think too, you know, to lend to an example here that'll help us. Let's just say that there's a partner that's making $90,000 and one's making $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, perhaps they start out thinking, and this is a committed relationship, perhaps it's a marriage and they're living together, and they may start out thinking, you know, that's the partner that's making more is going to have more say or is going to you know, not have, will get, have more of their own spending money than the other person, or that the other person will pay half of all the bills, and so will they, and that leaves them with a whole lot more than the other person. The other person, in fact, if it was different numbers, even lower numbers, could end up with nothing left. Well, the partner that's higher earning has so much money to
right.
play with.
And that would be really hard, I would
Very
think.
Hard. That relationship's going to suffer a lot. So I have couples come in and, you know, at first they say communication, and they're really nice. They don't want to throw each other under the bus in that first session. But by the second session, some of the issues come out, and it often will include the money issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we get to talk about, and so I can teach them this. And so let's say that I'm going to give you a math situation here. Don't run away. Okay.
Not my strong suit.
That's all right.
Walk me through it, Patty.
Yeah. You can add the $60,000 that, and this is after tax, okay? And you can add that to the $90,000. And so they both make together $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then you divide 150 into 90,000, and you get 150,000 into 90,000, and you get 60%.
Mm-hmm.
And then you divide 150,000 into 60,000, and you get 40%. So that's really a more fair way to divide the bills in perhaps a joint account. Now, couples these days, because I see I'm getting back to that question you
yes,
asked,
right?
Couples these days seem to be wanting to have one joint account for the bills, the shared expenses, and then they want their own individual accounts. And that's where their paycheck might come into their individual accounts. So then the one offers up to pay 40% of those shared bills in the joint account. The other one is paying 60% of those shared bills. Now, how do you decide about that? You take like a budget template on the internet and go sit down at Starbucks or someplace like that where, you know, you aren't going to fight in public, and go over those budgets and kind of figure out, what do we want to spend or what do we spend? You have to bring your homework, and that is the numbers that you figured out you probably do spend on food and gas and insurance and all those things that would be in a good budget. But here's one you need to make sure that you put in there too, and that's miscellaneous. And that's a category where people just forget, you know, how much it costs really. For instance, if you get a $7 latte on the way to work every day, what is that? $140 a month.
Oh,
well,
boy.
put it in the budget or do something different, right?
Yeah.
Your partner might go, well, you know, you do that. And maybe you say, well, you do this. And so then either you guys change that up or you put it in the budget. So it's nothing to fight about. And then also, you know, you find out, okay, we've done all the absolute required expenses. Now we have some money left over. Because if you do that math, it's $12,500 a month. But, hey, your bills are only $8,200. So now let's look at what do you want to do with that difference. So do you want to start saving? Tabco Credit Union, for example, has club accounts mm-hmm. that you only need to put $5 into to start with them. And one is for vacations, for example. Another one is holiday savings. And then they also have regular savings account programs.
So those would be separate accounts specifically. So you're saying this money, this extra bit of money is going to go towards a vacation. And this bit of money is going to go towards what we're buying our kids
right.
at the holidays.
Right.
And those are just mm-hmm. separate, different accounts. So you know that's what that money is going towards.
Right.
It's really smart. So we're here in Tacoma. Are there any local resources or locations people can turn to look for these tools and help?
So actually, I'm aware that credit unions could be really helpful. And I've heard that Tabco Credit Union does have what they call specifically an in-house financial counselor. That is a certified credit union financial counselor. At the credit unions, you can also get budget templates. And if you sit down with somebody there, such as this counselor, you know, you're probably not going to argue.
So that might be better than your local Starbucks. But
right.
No, but I love that because that also offers you somebody to talk to with it. Because I know sometimes
right.
when I've tried these online tools, I get a little lost. So it's really helpful to have somebody to help you get through that financial speak you may not be super familiar with.
Right. Okay. So that's good. And, you know, maybe this couple also wants to start saving towards various things. And one might be a home. Maybe mm-hmm. they want to do that. And so they can set up a certain specified savings account for that. And that's just $25 put into the account. Now realize that credit unions, at least at Tapco that I know of, they're free to set those up. So that's really nice. And then
yeah,
they can
nice.
Name that whatever they want, whether it's to go back to school someday, whether it's to buy a home, maybe for a wedding, you know, maybe it's for special savings for holidays or vacations. Now, those last two are only the $5 deposit each,
yeah.
which is really nice.
Yeah, I love that idea of designating your savings for something specific because that just helps you get in the mindset like this is for my future. This is for something I really want that means a lot to me, but I may not have the wherewithal to like put all the money towards it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do just a little bit of at a time and you have a savings account set aside for that, that has that lower minimum amount that needs to be in it, I think that's really attainable for a lot of people.
That's great, isn't it? And just making sure, too, that the couple has, that you have, if you're the couple, that you've got savings set aside for retirement. And, you know, this person can also advise you along those lines as well. Perhaps for an IRA and at a credit union, you can, such as Tapco, for example, that's one I'm more familiar with. You can do savings for a traditional or a Roth IRA or an IRA CD. So, you know, this is a nice thing if there's extra money, but we'd recommend that people would look at that as almost a first option, you know, giving to charity, giving to your savings. In other words, paying yourself.
Pay yourself
too.
First.
You've already paid the government, by the way. Why not pay yourself too?
So true.
Yeah.
I want to switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit more about philosophies.
Sure.
So say my partner and I have completely different philosophies when it comes to spending. They like to spend really big and I like to save. How can we best navigate those differences so we both end up where we want to be?
Right. Well, and that's not uncommon because after all, we happen to notice in life that the opposites attract.
Right? Yeah, like my husband will go out and buy a new laptop, and I'm like, I will save every month before I know I can go out there and buy one.
Well, I remember going to one of those financial coach classes, and mm-hmm. they taught us to cut out a picture of what you want and put it on the refrigerator. Now make a plan for how much you have to save every week to get that. I mean, you know, that's a nice idea. The saver can inform the spender without saying, no, you can't have that. We can't afford that. But instead, yes, try to be a yes and person. Yes, and if you do it this way, you can have that. It's because it's kind of like if you plan ahead, you can almost work out anything you want to within reason, right? Mm-hmm. Just by planning ahead, saving that money out every week or every month or every 2 weeks whenever you get paid.
That's great. That's helpful. I like the idea of being yes and, because I feel so often that I'm like the negative, like the Debbie Downer, be like, no, we can't afford that. But now to know that we can make it a more positive experience, mm-hmm. I think that will really help. That's great. So what are the biggest questions you should ask one another before you walk down the aisle and say, I do?
Well, you know, I really do think that a couple should ask each other to do a premarital assessment and counseling. And there are some really good ones out there. And I know that in those premarital assessments that there are questions, lots of good questions about their views on money. Mm-hmm. And we are affected by our past as to how we look at money and how we're going to spend money, how we're going to use money. And so well, that's one of the questions also. There are several questions to ask each other. Like, how were you raised about money? How did your parents spend money? Uh-huh. You know, did you get an allowance? Were you guys considered, you know, the well-off family? Or were you considered the poor kids? Or were you embarrassed if you were well-off? Or embarrassed if your family didn't have enough money? Or maybe you were somewhere in the middle and maybe you got an allowance. Was it a lot or was it a little? Were you taught how to use it? Were you supposed to save part of your allowance? It's just kind of really fun to just pick each other's brain about money views and do that in kind of a really just a fun way.
Yeah. For couples who enter a relationship, a committed relationship or of a marriage, say, with a lot of personal debt, are there debt consolidation services or even specific financial counsel available through the credit union?
Well, I have heard that they can do there are several options, actually. And so like personal loans, home equity loans and lines of credit, or balance transfers to a credit card, for example. TAPCO does have, as I mentioned, certified credit union financial counselors that can assist members with a variety of important financial decisions, including improving their credit and correcting errors on credit reports. And you know, to buy a house, you really do need to have that credit mm-hmm. be accurate. So that's definitely a time, you know, if they're moving from rent to buying something, that they're going to really need that. Understanding and improving cash flow, developing good savings habits, and as mentioned, the path to ownership, taxes and insurance and retirement. Wow, that's a lot of services
through
such
a
person.
I didn't know that all of those services were available through credit union, so that's really good stuff to know.
And, you know, how nice for them to be able to go into the credit union, get a budget template there, sit down with somebody by appointment, mm-hmm. I imagine, right, and be able to talk this through. And I think they'll come away feeling more secure. You know, 40 years ago or so, when my husband and I sat down on a log by the bay.
Different than a credit union.
Yeah, well, we didn't have access to those kinds of helps. But we sat there and talked about our future and made our plans. We were married already, but kids had just come along. And, mm-hmm. you know, so maybe we did it a little bit late, but he just remembered that last night and shared it with me. And it's such a positive memory. So a lot of this can be couched in the framework of, we really matter to each other, and because of that, we're investing in our future, and we want to plan this really well.
That's beautiful, and I love that your husband remembers that
I do
so
too.
Many years later. I mean, that's such a really positive story. And that's what I've learned a lot from you today is money doesn't have to be like this hard, scary thing. It can be a positive thing in a relationship. And how now I feel like I have a few more tools to
thank you.
use when I go back to my husband tonight. I'll be like, hey, well, this is what I learned from Patty. So thank you so much for joining us. If people have more questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Patty Swanson, MA, and I'm listed on the internet. I don't have a specific website, but the phone number is 253-582-1502.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's our episode for today. Be sure to check out our other episodes and subscribe if you like what you hear. Have a topic idea? Send Tapco a tweet at Tapco CU. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Insured by NCUA.